If you've got your Bibles, you've probably already heard it. Let's go to 1 John chapter 3. We're going to get into some stuff this week that is going to hopefully create momentum in the right direction. Also, in 3 weeks, my son will be meeting with the President of the United States. They're going to be giving him a medal as one of the top students in America. So that's cool, too. So it's been an interesting ride. So we're grateful for that. Amen. And, you know, if people know in the story that he was supposed to be brain dead, severely brain damaged, it's amazing what God can do with that. So, we give God the glory. But 1 John 3, verse 2, I want to talk today about, as I was praying about this year, God gave me a word, and he said, tell my people, I will do it again on a different level. I will do it again, but on a different level. And, you know, he gave me the scriptures, Hebrews 13:8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But I know in order for God to do it again, we're going to have to retrace some things and gain some momentum off of some truths. And the first thing I want to speak on today is the scripture from 1 John 3:2. It just exploded in me. Now we are the sons of God. Now we are the sons of God. See, until we have that revelation, everything flows from that revelation. That literally it says, beloved, we are now the children of God. Has not yet appeared what we shall be, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him. Because we shall see him just as he is. But I want to start looking at now we are. Now. So the first thing I want to talk about is the now. We have to stay current with God. How many people understand faith is now?
Yes.
Now faith is. I hear people say, well, I believe God's going to heal me. Well, you're not believing God. Because faith is now.
Yes.
You got to believe that you are the healed, but the healing's coming. There's a difference. Now faith is. We know, understand if it's not now, if it's not current, it's not faith. Come on. And we need to understand God wants us to realize we're not going to become the sons of God. We are the sons of God. Come on. We are the sons of God. Staying current means that when God moves, we move. In him we live, we move, we have our being. That literally when the cloud moves, we move with the cloud. Too many times people have worshipped a movement instead of the God of the move.
Yes.
If you want to know the will of God, study his names.
Yes.
See, he doesn't just heal, he's the healer. Come on.
Yes.
He doesn't just provide, he is the provider.
That's right.
Come on.
That's right.
He doesn't just give you the victory, he is the victory.
Amen.
You've got to understand that what he does comes out of who he is.
Yes.
Come on. So anytime you read the name of God, you should never question whether his name is his will.
Amen.
Come on.
That's right.
To deny that he heals is to deny that he's the healer.
Yes.
Come on. That's to deny God.
That's right.
It's who he is. He's the Lord our righteousness. Come on.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And literally, if we will just stay current with heaven. Have you ever been to a place, and honestly, I've been to some meetings that 20 years ago I would have been thrilled over. But it's not 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I thought, why haven't they grown past that?
Yeah.
Come on.
Amen.
I've been around things where, you know, I've listened to the worship songs, and you can tell they think they're contemporary. But they're not plugging in.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
You know, they're not connecting to the culture of heaven, and they're not connecting to the culture on the earth.
Yeah, that's right.
And to be honest with you, if we don't connect with the culture on the earth, we probably aren't connecting with the culture of heaven, because heaven wants to change the earth.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on now.
Yeah,
do you hear what I'm saying? You become all things to all men, that you may change, you know, them, praise God. You may see them saved. Does this make sense? See, literally, today is the day of salvation. Today. Most of you need to begin to get back into the now. Come on. God wants to change things now. God wants everything to begin right now. Come on. Not someday. Have you ever been around people that someday I'm going to? They're going to worship the God of Ghana. One of these days I'm going to diet. One of these days I'm going to do this. One of these days. And how many people understand? One of these days they're going to be Ghana. Amen?
Yeah.
That literally God, it all begins now. God wants you to walk by faith.
Yes.
Not by sight. He wants you to walk in the now with God. And if you learn how to walk in the now with God, everything will stay new. When you're current, it's cool. And the problem is a lot of people remember the good old days. And how many of you know the good old days, they weren't all that good when they were, you know, you remember the good part. You don't remember the whole part. Come on. You don't remember all the struggles. You remember the good times. They stick out. Come on. You know, I don't want to go back. I said that before, you know, I am so grateful when my son was born, they already invented Huggies. Because I don't know what would have happened if we had cloth diapers. Joey probably wouldn't have gotten changed very often. You know, it was hard enough just pulling that thing and throwing it. You know, come on. You know, I don't know if we would have eaten without a microwave. Come on. I'm grateful for fast food. That means I don't have to fast nearly as much as I would have. I remember years ago, my son came and looked at the stove. He was like 3 years old, and he looked at Pam. He said, "What's that for, Mommy?" He said, "It's a stove." He said, "What does it do?" "It cooks." He said, "For decoration, right?" And my wife's a great cook, but she doesn't do it very often. When she does them, we're grateful. Hallelujah. But how many of you understand, even Jesus stayed current. What did he say? He said, Matthew 4:4, he said, "I live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." So he said, he wasn't living in the past. He many times he would say it's written, but he was living by what God was saying. There's current truth. There are things that God is breathing on at the moment. Come on. It's alive in you. You can always tell when God is on something, there's life there. And if you're on something God's not on, no longer is there life there. And a lot of times if you're going through stuff, you need to consider. Consider whether you're no longer current. Well, it's the way we've always done it. Life changes, honey. You know. Well, you don't understand. We, you know, businesses that live that way, they go broke. If they don't stay current, they go broke. You know, I don't want to go to a doctor that has not, you know, went to medical school 50 years ago and has not kept current. I don't want to. I don't want them operating on my heart. Come on. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go to an accountant who doesn't know the current laws.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I don't know if I want to go to churches that aren't hearing from God. I heard one pastor say one time, he said, "I would never go to a church with a person say heard from God. I would never go to church when they say they didn't." Come on. Because it's not a history lesson. It's not a meeting about God. It's a meeting with God. God wants to get you face to face with Him. So Jesus said, honestly, Matthew 4:4, he only lived by every word that proceeds out of his mouth. Then he went on to say in John 5:19, "I only do what I see the Father doing, not what I saw him do. What I see." You know, my son has had tremendous success because he's a seer. You know, my number one call in the next 20 years of my life is to try to get people to see. Because you can be what you see. If you can't see, you can't be. Come on. And my son is bringing ideas because he looks at what is and says, what if? So he's always looking beyond what is to what can be. And you have to have that mentality in order to birth things. Come on. It's time that the church becomes the innovators. You know? Instead of the things that stop innovation. Come on. See, too many times, if we'll do what we see the Father doing, it'll always be current. Amen. Because He wants to do something in this area. Amen. And He wants to reveal it to someone so they can literally manifest on earth what He's doing in heaven. Right. That His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He's got a plan for this area's progress. And He would rather use the church to bring it about, but if the church doesn't bring it about, He'll give secular people these ideas, and they'll be used in a godless way, but there'll still be progress. Yeah. Uh-huh. Come on. Right. I've spent the last week with the science gods. And so much of it was so brilliant and empty. You know, it just left all of us kind of shaking our head and saying, you know, they missed, the only element they miss is the one that gives life. You know, but tremendous ideas. And yet God wants to give tremendous ideas to people that have life. Does this make sense? See, in 1 Kings 17, we know when Elijah the prophet said, it's not going to rain except for at my word. Then he needed a supernatural miracle because he obeyed God. Sometimes obeying God will put you in a fix. Sorry, He will. You know, and he ended up going, God led him to a brook. A specific brook. And there he commanded his provision. We know that. He commanded birds to drop droppings for the prophet to eat. Now, be honest, if God sends the bird, eat the droppings. If you're at the wrong brook, it ain't going to taste good, though. But the bottom line is the brook dried up. How many times in our life will God do something for a season? And it's not that our life is over with God. He just wants to continue to lead us. He wants you to stay current. He doesn't want you to depend on anything other than Him. Come on. Do you hear what I'm saying? You can't depend on your job situation. There was a time in this nation you could depend on staying in one job for the rest of your life. Those days as a whole are over. You know, my niece is like on her seventh job and she's like a vice president. But she just goes from job to job to job. I mean, these kids. And for her, she's comfortable with it. You get to people that were born in my generation. I mean, it's like, oh, what are we going to do? Come on. But see, bottom line is God doesn't want you to depend on any brook. He wants you depending on Him. Come on. Does this mean when you stay current with God, you can get God's currency?
Yes.
And how many people understand God's the currency of heaven is faith? Everything that God promises is accessed by faith. Yes. Without faith, nothing can be accessed. Come on.
That's right.
If you believe, you'll see the glory of God. You don't believe, you can't have it.
Yeah, that's right.
Even though it's yours, you can't have it.
Yeah.
Come on. Because faith is the title deed.
That's right.
So you cannot possess until you get the title deed. Come on. Does this make sense? So God wants to say now faith is. It's high time right now that we awake from sleep. Because the day is at hand. Come on now. Throw off the deeds of darkness. Put on the armor of light. Now. See, I want to get the church back into the now. Because there's nothing good about old in God.
That's right.
God's not old.
Amen.
Yeah.
He's always fresh. He's always new. He makes all things new. Come on. He'll renew you because he doesn't like old. Amen. You know, outwardly you may grow older, but inwardly you better stay young.
Yes. Amen.
Or you'll be a grumpy old man.
Yeah.
Come on. You know, I get around people, and there's nothing worse than an old young person.
Yeah.
They're stuck. They no longer dream. They no longer envision. Come on. And there's nothing more exciting to me than an old person doesn't know they're old.
Yeah.
They act so childlike, sometimes childish, but they're fun.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. But now we are. How many people understand? We need to begin, number one, live in the now and understand who we are.
Yeah.
Now we are. You're part of the Am family.
Yeah.
Come on. Our Father's name is Am. Our name is Am. He said, Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. Come on. John 8:58. Almost got him stoned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, religious leaders hated that. Come on. He said, what did he say? You never saw Jesus walking around saying, I'm not. Never. He never said, I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not this, I'm not that. He said, I am the revelation. I am the resurrection. I am the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Come on, I am, I am, I am. Come on. He always talked in the am way. So if you're born again, your brother's name is Am, and guess what? If you're related to Am, you're an Am too. Come on. And if Jesus is the way, you're part of Amway. Come on. Hallelujah. Because we're part of the, see, God calls things that are not as though they are, so they can become Ams. Come on. He's always talking about what you are, what you are, what you, he's not talking about what you're not. Too many of you, you've been too stuck on the not part.
Yes.
And if you get stuck on the not part, you're not going to do anything. Because only am people do things.
Amen.
Come on. Well, one of these days I'll be. No, you are. Now you are. Now you're part of the am. Now you're part of the am. Come on. Some of you don't get this. Now you're part of am, praise God. Huh. When people say you're not, you say am too. I'm the spitting image of am. Come on. Does this make sense to you? See, literally, God teaches we're the apple of his eye. In Psalm 17, verse 8, religion teaches us we're the worm in the apple.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. God is so wild about you, it's ridiculous. You need to begin to see yourself as God sees you. Come on. You need to begin to see yourself already as more than a conqueror. He made you in Romans 8:37 to be more than conquerors. That's who you are.
Yes. Yes.
Not who you one day will be.
Yeah.
You know, we've had to teach, you know, we've taught our son not to have the word, you know, he can't, not in part of his vocabulary. We actually would punish him if he used the word can't. Never was. He's a can-do kid. He's not a can't-do kid. There are things you don't do, but there's nothing you can't do. Come on. I can do all things through Christ. See, we've got to begin to change the way we think and see ourselves as achievers because we're believers. I believe we're functioning according to the way we think.
Yes, that's right.
Come on. As a man thinks within himself, so is he. So we have got to change the way we think to change the way we function.
Right.
You know, how can God give new ideas to people who can't believe they can receive them?
Yeah, that's right.
Come on. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Right now you have been made the righteousness of God. Not one day, today. You already been made the righteousness of God. He that knew no sin became sin on your behalf, that you might be made the righteousness of God. You became all that you could never be on your own through Christ.
Yes.
Already totally accepted in the beloved. As far as when God sees you, he doesn't look on your flesh. He sees you as righteous. He sees you already as holy. Come on. He sees you as triumphant. He sees you as a winner. He sees you as more than a conqueror. He sees you as already been blessed with every spiritual blessing. He calls you the blessed. Come on. See, until you see yourself that way, you'll never feel like you're worthy of what you already are. If you see yourself as a servant, you'll never access your inheritance. You know? See, when you know you're a child, when you walk into the house, that house is yours.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever watched a kid? Most kids aren't going to ask permission if they can eat something. Come on. They can be adult kids coming home. They're 30 years old. You know? They act like they own the place because they know they do.
Yeah, that's right.
They know it. They know whatever you have is theirs.
Uh-huh.
Come on now. I wish the church would understand that.
Amen.
God already said, I've given it all. I've given it all to you. Whatever I have, it's always been yours. Praise the moment you receive me, it's always been yours.
Yes.
It's already, all I want to do is unveil your eyes to show you, because there's so much more in the house than what you've seen. When you were young, you could only handle so much. But as you mature, I can show you more that's already yours. It's been yours all the time. But now that you grow into it, does this make sense? Come on. See, literally, you've already been blessed. You're already seated in heavenly places, seated up there. You know, I believe until we understand we're seated in heavenly places, it's really hard to have a big view. The view's good up there. We should see more than anyone else. In fact, the number one call of a Christian is to see. You must be born again to see the kingdom. You must be born again to see. The number one call is to see. See, God wants to show you stuff. Call unto me, I'll show you, not just tell you. Great and mighty things you know not. He wants to literally just ignite you with what you see. Does this make sense? See, we're not trying to get healed, we are the healed. Even when your body needs it manifest in the body, you're not trying to get something. He says, by his stripes you were healed, by his stripes you are healed. Come on.
That's right.
So we're not trying to get it, God to do something. We're positioning ourselves to receive what's already ours.
Yes.
And that's very important.
Because
when I was sitting in a wheelchair for a couple of months, I had to remind myself, I'm the healed. Didn't look it, didn't feel it, didn't change what God said. Come on. And be honest with you, the reason I'm up and moving today is I didn't accept a temporary as a permanent.
Yes.
Amen.
See, what doesn't line up with the Word is always temporal. Because
yes.
The Word is eternal. Come on now. So the temporal is subject to change unless you decide to declare it's permanent. You got the choice. Power of life and death is in your tongue. Come on. See, you need to already see yourself as blessed. You need to see yourself as healed. You need to see yourself as prosperous. He became poor that you might become rich. Come on. And sometimes it's hard to see yourself with that when you're about ready to go bankrupt. But it doesn't change what God said.
That's right.
How many of you understand some of the wealthiest people in the world have had faced more bankruptcies than anyone else? I have a friend that's been a multimillionaire 7 times and been bankrupt 6 times. He's now a backup in the multimillion dollar. I mean, amazing. Most people would have had nervous breakdowns with a whoo, 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 you know. It just, it's life to him. But he's, you know, you don't quit until you win. How many of you understand God wants to make you the head, not the tail? Because how many of you have noticed that life looks better from the head and definitely smells better from the head? When life stinks, it's you're living as the tail, and God just wants to flip you. Come on now. Does this make sense? See, we must begin to recognize, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say, what are you saying? We're blessed with the blessing of Abraham. Come on now. We are already blessed. That's what Galatians 3 says. We have been redeemed from the curse.
Yes. Amen.
If we can get the mentality that you can't lose. You know, most of you, people counted you out. You're still here. There have been times when you almost counted yourself out. But then you're still here. Come on now. Why? Because you got the righteous seed on the inside of you. Come on now. Amen. And even when you were faithless, God remained faithful. He didn't deny himself. Come on. He just kept working on you, trying to convince you of who you are and the seed that's on the inside of you. Come on. Does this make sense? Some of you are going to get this. See, literally, we are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. The whole world is waiting for you to do your job. Let your light shine. Come on. To make the preserve the earth with what God put in you. You're world changers. You know, one of the things we claimed over our son for years was Isaiah 61:9. They'd be known among the nations as the offspring whom the Lord has blessed. We started claiming that when he's 4 and 5 years old. This year, you know, in internationals, he was known among the nations as the best in the world at something. Come on now. Offspring whom the Lord has blessed. Amen. You know? And that's the coolest thing going. When you do the thing you were meant to do. Come on. Does this make sense to you? We are saints. You know, I love it when, you know, I hear people say, we're just a sinner saved by grace. No, 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 no. You were a sinner. You've been saved by grace. Now you're the righteousness of God, and you are a saint.
Yes.
You need to look in the mirror and say, Saint Woody. Now, you don't have to say Saint Woody, but I will. In fact, I was preaching at a charismatic Catholic church, and they asked me, they said, how do I introduce you? I said, Saint Woody. I mean, Catholics, they either have to die or do something really noble.
Yeah.
All we had to do is receive Christ.
Yes, amen. Amen.
She said, I can't do that. I said, well, brother Woody would do fine. Brother, we can do. Saint, we ain't doing yet. We have to kill you first. No. Well, Jesus died, so we could be saints. Come on now. And either you're a saint or you're an ain't, praise God. Does this make sense? You need to begin to say that. You need to begin to recognize you're a new creation. Come on. Old things are passed away. Everything's becoming new. Your faith becomes effective when you acknowledge every good thing within you. I mean, what I like to do is I like to get around people. Just keep pumping them, man. Just keep pumping them up. Ha! Get that adrenaline flowing. I mean, we have got this, like Eeyore spirit in the church. Thanks for noticing me. Nothing good ever happens to me. And I feel like, come on, you're children of God. Now you are the sons of God.
That's right.
You're not donkeys. You're not worms.
That's right.
You're made in his image. He ain't a donkey. He ain't a worm.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, one of the religions, I guess he is, but not ours. Come on. That's really sad. You know, you think about that. Why would you want to worship a worm? Don't kill your God. Don't step on it. Next time he'll come back as a cockroach. Come on. See, when we acknowledge who we are, we become strong in the Lord and the power of his might. The more you acknowledge who you are, the more you put on Christ. Come on. Because everything you are is in him. Everything you are, your new identity is in Christ, in Christ, in Christ, in Christ. And many times you have to call things that are not yet apparent as though they are. You have to act like you're more than a conqueror when everyone else thinks you're a loser. You know, on my son's college application, they said, what is the one thing you've learned from your parents? Now, I was interested. You know, you love reading stuff because you wonder what they're going to say. And he said, the number one thing I learned from my parents was not to care about what other people think. And I can guarantee you, he doesn't. He doesn't even care what I think. Sometimes I wish I should have said, don't care what anyone but me thinks. But you know, it's kept him going. Because if you allow people's opinions, they'll stop you. Come on. They don't know what God knows. They don't have a righteous judgment. Come on. Does this make sense? See, now we are the sons of God. How many people understand one of the great last revelations that God's going to give is sonship? I started thinking, what are the messages of the last days? We know one of the messages of last days that's key is the kingdom. Because Matthew 24:14, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world for a witness. Then the end should come. So obviously the kingdom is one of the key messages for the last days. One of the key revelations. Then I said, God, what about? He said, obviously faith is. Because in Luke 17, verse 8, it says, when the Lord returns, will he find faith on the earth? So obviously, that's a key message for the last days. But I think, but one of the other big things is the sons of God. Because the whole earth is in travail. Waiting for the revelation of the sons of God. It's the final revelation. Before Jesus returns, waiting for the sons of God to get it, to wake up to who they are. So it's got to be probably the key message that brings everything together. Come on. Let's go to Romans 8. You can stay there for a while. We're going to be there. We're going to pray for you. This is good stuff. It's you know. Some of you don't get this in your spirit. I hope you do. You know, and be honest with you, I'm trying to get a hold of this because I know it's so key. You know, it's one of those things you keep chewing on and you say, there's more to it. Come on. But we say Revelation 8:19 says, for the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. This is the final revelation that all of creation is waiting for. The church to receive. They're waiting for the creation is waiting for the church to begin to believe and receive who they already are. To as many as receive him, he gave power to become the sons of God. We already are the sons of God, but we don't know it. If we knew it, the devil would be defeated. If we knew it, natural disaster could not affect the earth. Because creation would stop travailing. In fact, a year ago when my son did the weather app, he came in and he said, Daddy, in the last days, the weather's going to go wild. Creation's going to travail. There's going to be earthquakes. There's going to be all sorts of things weather-related in the last days. He said, I can make money off that. He said, it's a done deal. He said, it's going to go. And he said, when it goes haywire, my sales go up. Wealth of the wicked, hands of the righteous. It's the way it works, baby. It's just the children of the darkness tend to be smarter in a lot of financial matters than the children of the light. It shouldn't be that way. Come on now. Romans 8:14. Let's look at this. It says, for all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. What does that mean? It's very difficult for God to lead you if you don't understand sonship. Until you understand you're a son of God, it's hard for you to believe that God wants to lead you. Once you understand you're a son of God, it follows the fact that because you're a son of God, he's going to lead you. Come on. The Holy Spirit leads those who know they are the sons of God. Verse 15, it says, you've not received the spirit of slavery leading to fear again. What does it mean? Lack of sonship leads to fear domination. When you don't understand that you're a son of God, you live in fear. Leading to fear again, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out, Abba, Father. To the degree you have a revelation of who you are in Christ is the degree you live fear-free. You don't get something. It goes on to say, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. What does that mean? It means the Holy Spirit keeps trying to convince us of our sonship. He's trying to convince. He keeps bearing witness with, you are the sons of God. You are the sons of God. You are the sons of God. Come on, somebody. You don't get this. Then verse 17, it goes on to say, and if children, heirs also, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ. Come on. If indeed we suffer with him in order that we also may be glorified with him. But what does God say? He said, until you understand you're sons of God, you're not going to partake of the inheritance. You're not going to rule in this life. You, the best you can hope for is the rapture to come so you can leave. And when you get to heaven, all the day rejoicing, because then I'll really be a son of God. No, you already are. Amen. Come on. And be honest, I believe the marriage supper, yeah, I believe there is a rapture, but I believe the church will be triumphant before that. Amen. Come on. Amen. I believe we'll have a glorious hour.
Yes.
Come on. And then we'll have a glorious supper. Some of you are dreaming of that right now. If he shuts up, I can have a glorious lunch. See, I mean, I'm helping you have a vision. Some of you are looking at pizza. Some of you, you know? Hey, keep laughing. The more you respond, the quicker I can get you out of here. No. Come on. See, only sons. That's why Jesus taught us to pray our Father. That's what you were talking about. Only sons can say our Father.
Yeah.
You know? If some kid I don't know says, Daddy, I'm not even going to listen. You know? If someone else's kid comes up to me and asks me something, I might give it to him. Probably if he asks me a lot, probably won't. But if he asks me for something, I might do that. I might do some little nice thing. My son, he knows he got it all. Mm-hmm. Our Father, yeah, okay. Got my ear. Especially when he wants it to be something he knows I already want for him.
Yeah. There you go.
Thy will be done on earth as is in heaven. I already know. He already knows it's something I already want him to do. I already want to give it to him.
Yes.
So he doesn't have to ask very hard. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, he knows that I've already planned ahead for him.
Yeah.
Come on. I've made some provision for him. It's just a question of the timing of when it's revealed. Does this make sense? And if I'm evil in comparison to God and I've done that, how much more will God do that? Thy will be done. See, how many people understand? Until we understand we're children, the will of God's not going to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Until we understand that our Father, we have a right to see it done on earth because of our Father. Come on, we have a right to see this manifest. We're not begging. We're not like the world. We're not waiting on just out of sure goodness. We're doing this off of relationship.
Yes.
Covenant.
Yes.
Come on. Because sometimes, I don't know about your kids, but my kid is not always the best acting kid in the world. I still bless him. Sometimes I think, man. But you know, he's still my kid. I love it when he excels and I don't talk about the other. But I know. But see, he's seen me as a dad too, and he knows. So hopefully he brags on me when I'm not around. So let's go to John 14. A couple more things. This okay? You don't get, oh man, if you'll catch this, if you'll start walking, now I am. Now, some of you just got mad, I am a son of God. I am a child of God. I am. I'm part of the Am family. I am. Now I am. Now. Right now I am. I'm not trying to earn it. I am. I'm accepted in the beloved. I am. Come on. John 14, verse 16. And I'll ask the Father, Jesus said, and he'll give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not behold him or know him. So you have to have a relationship with God. But you know him because he abides with you and will be in you, and he's in us now. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. What's God saying? He says, without the anointing, without the Holy Spirit, the church is operating as orphan. They're under orphan spirit. He said, without that helper, and in so many of the church world now, they're not embracing the Holy Spirit. So the best they could ever be is slaves, even though God made them sons. It's through the anointing of the Holy Spirit we find out who we really are and what we really have. The inheritance is revealed to those who have embraced the Holy Spirit and have been convinced by the Holy Spirit they are children of God. Then he begins to show them what he's purchased for them as kids. See, God said you must be born again to see the kingdom. He gave us the kingdom as our inheritance. It was God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. He's now, and I'm going to show you what I gave you. Come on. You gain this? See, honestly, no revelation of the Father, no inheritance, and you become servants the rest of your life and not sons, even though you are the sons of God, you have no privileges as sons until you grow up to realize who you are. It says in Galatians 4, it says, as long as you're in the house, as a young, little child with no understanding, you differ nothing than from a servant. Come on. Does this make sense? And really, the last one of the last things God's going to do in Malachi 4 is he's going to bring a prophetic anointing that's going to turn the hearts of the children to the fathers and the fathers to the children. Why? So that people can grow up and receive an inheritance in God. I don't know about you. I know that now I am the Son of God, and I want a greater revelation of that. I know there's more than what I've experienced. I know there's more that God's given me than what I've laid hold of. Come on. And I want the more. You know, I want to gain the momentum. I want to begin to not allow the experiences of this life to steal the inheritance God gave me. I want the revelation of God to restore everything that's been stolen. And it begins with knowing that we're not trying to get God to love us. He already does. That we're not, if you've received Christ, you're not trying to become a son of God. You're not trying to earn it. You were born into a family. Now he's just trying to teach you how the family operates so that you can be blessed in every way. Amen?